How afraid should we be about this novel coronavirus? I thought we'd talk to a doctor who himself has just gotten over about with influenza.
Paging Dr. Cohen.
Dr. Gordon Cohen, MD. So what kind of flu did you have?
Yeah, I had flu A, and I got the flu shot. And the flu shot is supposed to protect against flu A and flu B. But unfortunately, this year, the flu vaccine is only about 70% effective for flu A. It's even less effective for flu B. So hospitals are seeing lots of patients with flu B and flu A as well.
Were you worried you might have had the coronavirus?
So first of all, coronaviruses have actually been around for a long time. They're just a type of virus, and they typically affect our respiratory tract. SARS was a type of coronavirus as well. So what is in the news right now is a new or novel coronavirus.
And right. That's what they're calling it, the novel coronavirus. So exactly. Well, this idea of viruses leaping from animals to humans, and apparently this happened in one of those wet markets in China. Now, is that how frequent is that? Because that's a little bit worrisome, especially if you're in the habit of buying a lot of fresh food.
That actually probably is how most viruses enter the human system. They probably start in animals and then somehow move from animals into humans. Now, initially it was thought that it came out of this fish market in Wuhan, China. But now they're starting to think, well, maybe it's actually been around for a lot longer, and maybe that wasn't the original site. So There's a lot of confusion about where it's actually started and where it came from.
So how did your own battle with the flu work out, with the flu A?
Well, it's interesting because I don't remember being sick in probably over 15 years. And I think some of that is because, well, I get vaccinated every year. And I've always felt because I worked in a children's hospital and during the winter months, there's, you know, the intensive care unit's always filled with kids with all kinds of respiratory illnesses. I felt like I was always getting some sort of low level exposure and probably developed a pretty good immune system as a result of that. And I was quite ill for, you know.
Well, you developed pneumonia.
I did. I got a secondary pneumonia, which is one of the risks. And then I had to, you know, take antibiotics. I mean, after, a week of being off of work and quarantining myself, I feel much better. But, you know, that's the problem is you have to make a conscious decision to stay away from other people.
Right. And that's why I'm doing this interview over Skype. So,
right.
Yeah. Just for my own protection.
You're welcome. I think one of the other things that has come up a lot is traveling on airplanes. The myth is that it's the recycled air. But the fact is the air actually goes through a HEPA filter that filters out, 99.9% of the viral particles. So the reason you really get sick on a plane is because you're in close contact with other people who are nearby you and you're around their germs for, many hours at a time. Or because these viruses can live on surfaces, they can still be on the armrest or on the seatbelt or on the tray in front of you. So you'll often see now people more and more when they get on the airplane taking, Clorox wipes and wiping down their seat and wiping down their seatbelts and everything. And, you sort of think, gosh, that's a, pretty neurotic, obsessive person. But actually, it's a pretty smart thing to do, especially this time of year, because it's actually one of the few ways that you can protect yourself from getting the illness. So there actually is a real risk with flying, which is that the air is dry at high elevation. And there's low levels of humidity. And actually, viruses thrive in low humidity environments. And when there's low humidity, our mucous membranes tend to dry out. And so the mucus that we normally produce to protect ourselves, it's not there to adequately protect us. So, those things really do actually add to the risk of getting an infection when you fly.
So if the person in the seat next to you starts wiping down the armrest, it's nothing personal. And actually, you should probably thank them for it.
Yeah, that you probably should. And actually, I should mention, there was a study, it's interesting, over 10 years ago that showed the risk of who gets sick when somebody is sick on an airplane. If you're in the aisle seat, people to your right or to your left, depending on which aisle you're in, I guess, those two people will get sick. And then the aisle across from you is at risk. And then, the people in the row behind you and the row in front of you, those are the people who are at risk that are all within two seats. So it was interesting in this particular study because they showed that people who sat by the window seat were at lower risk of getting sick, whereas those who sat at the aisle seat were at the highest risk of getting sick.
Take a window seat, take the disinfecting wipes, and wear a mask. All right. I'm glad you're feeling better, Dr. Cohen.
Yeah, thank you. And I don't have the novel coronavirus, so.
Yes. Well, maybe next time we'll do this in person instead of Skype, but.
That's right.
I feel safer this way for now.
Yeah, you should.
Stay well.
Yeah, thanks. You take care.